Okay, I just want to summarize a couple shiurim and Lafkamina Lamaisa. Actually, Rav Reuven had brought up a point. I just want to summarize a couple shiurim and then bring out this point. There's a pasuk. I'm using a word which we find in Kodesh, well, just to make it easier to use. I want to use a word which is not Kodesh. The Vayishman Yishurim Vayivar. It's a pasuk Kazinu. It says Vayitosh Eloiha Asohu. Vayitosh Eloiha Asohu. So it's not talking about Shem Hashem, so I can say it as many times as I want. Eloiha, Eloiha, Eloiha. Hey, whatever. So like this. The proper pronunciation of this word. Here, number one, we mentioned several times the concept of Mila'el Milara, the accenting of the word where you lengthen the syllable. So we have, for example, on this word, the sign for the timing, the trup, is on the Lamed. So it's going to be Eloi. That's one point. Point number two, we mentioned there's something called epatach gonov. I don't know if the Olam remember. Epatach gonov means, so to speak, the stolen or hidden or snuck in patach. That's when you have the letters aleph, hey, ches, and ayin with a patach at the end, right? So, you know, for example, we said you don't say noicha. The second parsha in the Torah is not, it's not bereishis noicha, it's bereishis noyach. Because even though the ches has a patach underneath, the little line is underneath the ches, but you add an aleph, this is what we discussed in an earlier shir, you add the aleph before the ches, and therefore read noi ach with an aleph, and the aleph has a ches, and the ches is the end of the word with, so to speak, with the shva. Noi ach, right? So same thing will apply to a hey. We also had a third shir, that was the last shir, that we talked about something called a mapike. Mapike is a hey at the end of the word, which has no vowels to it, but you hear the hey. Just like the kuf in the word Yitzchak, or the lamed in the word Shmuel, you hear the sound even though there is no a vowel, right? There's no nekudas, but so too a hey at the end of a word when there's a little dot in it, right? That shows me that it's a mapik that you're supposed to be moitzi, express it to hear it, and therefore take the word la, you hear at the end of the word. So now, getting back to our protagonist here, the word Eloiha, so we have here three rules. Number one, we have to make the word mila'el, meaning you're going to be lengthening the lamed. Number two, you're going to be adding an aleph before the hey. You don't say Eloiha, but rather you say ah. And number three, there's a mapik, which means you got to hear the hey at the end of the word. So the correct pronunciation of the word then is Eloi ah. Eloi ah. So you lengthen the lamed, because the trup is on the lamed. So you're not saying Eloi ah. Rather, you say Eloi, but then you add an aleph before the hey, and you hear the hey. So the correct pronunciation would be Vayitosh Eloi ah. Asohu. Everybody got that clear? Again, Vayitosh Eloi ah asohu. So for just like we don't say noi ach, right? You don't say noi ha, that we said. You also don't say noi ach, lengthening the ches, the aleph on the ches. You lengthen the sound before the patach gonov, and you make a patach gonov with the hey that sounded. So the correct pronunciation is Vayitosh Eloi ah, and they add the aleph before. It sounds a little funny, but that is the accurate pronunciation, and thank you for listening. I think we'll stop with that.